Fresh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The judge told President Trump, not so fast. A federal judge in Seattle imposed a temporary restraining order against Trump's bid to redefine what's called birthright citizenship, long guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown.
The court saw the seriousness and the urgency of the complaints and requests for a temporary restraining order brought by the state of Washington, Oregon, Arizona, and Illinois. And are thrilled.
The president says they'll appeal. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner told ABC News his office is exploring possible state charges against some of the January 6th insurrectionists President Trump pardoned or commuted their sentences. A judge still has to approve, but Purdue Pharma and the founding Sackler family agreed to an increased settlement amount of $7.5 billion to settle opioid lawsuits. This is ABC News. President Trump ordered 1,500 active-duty military personnel to help out at the southern border. Not a lot of action there.
Over the last year, we have seen a considerable drop. Now, some of that was forced. There was a border security bill that was in place, had bipartisan support. It obviously didn't work out. So then we had to see the president step in and put in, strict measures back in June. And that really is what impacted, what we are seeing now. The apprehension numbers are low.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. Coming up for auction at Christie's, the 14-carat solid gold spike President Warren G. Harding drove into the final coupling of the Alaska Railroad in 1923. The ceremonial 5.5-inch spike has been in private hands outside Alaska ever since. Looking to bring the artifact home, the Anchorage Museum and Alaska Railroad will be participating in the bidding, which opens on Friday. The spike is valued at up to $50,000. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. We are hitting the height of awards season buzz. The granddaddy of them all, the Academy Awards, are right around the corner, and the nominations are officially out. Let's start off in the category everyone is on pins and needles about, Best Sound. Just kidding. There's pretty much something for everyone, as 10 films from several genres have been recognized in the Best Picture category. Leading the nominations this year is the foreign film Emilia Perez with 13 nominations. The musical tells the story of a drug kingpin struggling with gender-affirming issues. Close behind Emilia were The Brutalist list, and Wicked with 10 nominations apiece. Conclave and A Complete Unknown also made an impressive showing with 8 noms each. Rounding out the nominees in the Best Picture category were independent films Nickel Boys, Anora, The Substance, I'm Still Here, and the blockbuster Dune 2. There is your list of movies to check out before March 2. You have 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures drop to near zero or winds light. Increasing clouds expected on Friday with highs in the upper teens. There will be a slight chance of some flurries late in the day. Better chance Friday night. Right now, it's 4.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Kim Shefchik from Doctors in Recital, and it's a bar band Friday night, which means our pal Terry Barr drops by with new music and sparkling conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ThyroidAwareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just a quick correction here. I was talking with a caller in the last break about the Leonard Peltier pardon, and it turns out it wasn't a pardon. It was merely a commutation of his sentence, and he is home under house arrest, essentially. So comparing that to the pardon of 1,500 violent criminals is a little disingenuous. Anyhow, on the line with us right now is our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine, and host of the On the Edge podcast, available wherever fine podcasts are available. He's also at Itner Philip at Blue Sky, and he's got a blog over on YouTube as well. Phil, welcome back to the program. So Trump has been talking this morning. He was at the billionaire summer camp. Well, he wasn't there. He came in by remotely, but, you know, at Davos. And he's talking about how he wants Putin to end the war. And I'm wondering how, you know, what your take is on all this rhetoric.
Well, I mean, he keeps revealing how much he doesn't understand the conflict here. That's certainly true. I mean, previously he'd put out on his Truth Social platform, I think that's where he put it out, this kind of open letter to the Russian people in which he was just completely coming at it from the wrong direction, saying, I'll do a favor for the people of Russia. And it was a very condescending tone. And I don't know if there's anybody in the State Department who is remaining there as a Russia expert, but that is the exact wrong kind of language to be addressing towards Russians who still feel the humiliation of the fall of the Soviet Union. I mean, they don't like being condescended to. It's really offensive, and it was received as such. It was seen as very offensive. And so all the things that he has been saying about, you know, the need for Russia to make some compromises and just end the war, is lacking in the understanding of the difficulties and the obstacles that exist to get to even the beginning of some sort of negotiated peace process. It's going to take a really long time. This is not something, it's not turning off a switch. It doesn't end like that. This is it. And his kind of demeanor of being of like, it has to end immediately. Well, that's not going to fly for either side of the conflict. The Russians can't stop because they're on a war economy and they have all these men mobilized and they haven't achieved their strategic goals. The Ukrainians aren't going to stop fighting because without certain security assurances that Moscow will certainly not accept, namely some sort of agreement with the Western armed forces that if the Russians come back, right, that it won't be a question this time, that
basically
there will be
NATO.
It will be direct conflict.
Yeah.
Basically NATO, although Who knows with NATO now? I mean, I am hearing in certain, you know, you're starting to hear this more and more on the European side of things, that America is no longer a trustworthy ally, and we cannot depend on America to get involved in European security. We have to do it ourselves. Zelensky at the same forum in Davos, his speech was very much about Europeans need to start looking at Europe and not looking to Washington for security assurances. One way or the other, that kind of talk is music to Vladimir Putin's ears, because he doesn't care how it happens, by hook or by crook. He would like to see the shearing off of what he calls, and what Russian security spokespeople and all the rest of it calls, shearing off the Anglo-Saxon alliance, meaning America and the UK, from the rest of Europe. Well, they've got, Brexit divided, took the UK out of Europe, and America is becoming increasingly seen as less reliable. This is kind of what the Russians have been hoping for. It may not be turning out the way they want, but a destruction of the alliance, however it comes about, it's going to be easy for them to gobble up bit by bit Europe than if, America was standing strong with the NATO alliance. So much is up in the air right now, and this upheaval. And, of course, President Trump doesn't do himself any favors when he puts out these kind of belligerent statements which reveal his ignorance of the situation here and the difficult history of this place.
He seems to be taking on Putin, essentially. I mean, in Davos, he was talking about Saudi Arabia working with the United States to lower the price of oil, and that would bring about an end to the war in Ukraine because Putin wouldn't be able to afford to continue pursuing it. It appears to me that he's no longer afraid of Putin, and he no longer needs Putin, and that's probably a bad thing for Putin. What do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think there's a lot going on that we're not seeing, obviously, and that's probably the way this needs to be played out. Yeah. Is he being sincere when he makes these kind of, or is he just being, I'm going to show you I'm tougher than you on the global stage, which again, I think would be received in Moscow and in the Kremlin as counterproductive. Right. I really don't know, but I do know that there's a lot going on in communiques. Yeah. And Marco Rubio was on the phone with Mark Rutte, the head of NATO, yesterday, apparently. We're entering a new phase in the war, that's for sure, and it's uncharted territory. So I don't know who's...
Reagan reached out to the... Yeah. Essentially the dissidents. I mean, Gorbachev specifically, and others. And, and surprised all of us. I mean, we were all Ronnie Reagan, World War III. That's what we all expected in 1981 when he became president. And instead, I mean, the Soviet Union didn't fall on his watch, although American lovers of Reagan like to pretend it happened with George Herbert Walker Bush. But Reagan, deserves some credit for that. Is it possible that the Trump administration is, or that for some time even the State Department has been working with dissidents or anti-Putin factions that might be able to take over Russia, should Putin fall or succumb to, falling out a 12-story window or something?
Well, the problem with that is that you're going to be hard pressed to find a proper opposition leader. Putin has done everything.
He
kills them all, or he sends them into exile, which then taints them because they are seen as, tools of the West. If they move to Germany to get out of, there are oligarchs and there are writers and journalists who speak out against them, but they have to do it from the abroad, and that kind of taints them, or at least historically, that's how Russia has responded to that kind of thing.
So Phil, enough of the geopolitics. What's going on with the war in Ukraine right now? How have things changed or not changed since the inauguration of Donald Trump?
Well, not a lot has changed on the ground. The Russians do continue to incrementally move forward out in Donbass. The Ukrainians are hanging on in Kursk, the territory that they spearheaded into Russia itself. So they hold that Russian territory in Kursk and for now seem to be holding on to it. This still remains a very slow churning conflict with not a lot of territory being traded on either side. And I don't anticipate it, frankly. I don't think there's going to be some sort of spearhead either direction with this massive breakout or something. It's just grinding on and on and on. But the Ukrainians continue to be insistent on fighting that war. I was just recently, speaking with some soldiers who had come off the front lines and were visiting the capital, and their attitude was, "No, let's keep fighting. There, you know, we're not going to, you know, give up." Right. And the population remains adamantly anti-Moscow and
sure.
You know, yes, peace, but peace that is lasting and just is still the mantra here. And I don't think that's in the administration's head. I don't think they really understand what's happening here.
You mean the Trump administration?
The Trump administration. They're not just going to turn this off. It's not just going to stop.
No, I totally understand it. And Phil, Trump is probably taking a kind of infantile view of this thing. He's not particularly a deep thinker. I understand there's $300 billion in Russian assets that have been frozen by the West. I don't know what percentage of that is here in the United States. Do you know anything about that and whether any of that could be redirected to Ukraine?
This has been a long-standing discussion, and efforts have been underway for quite some time, primarily here in Europe. But yes, as you mentioned, some of those frozen assets are in America. But the question is, if you start going down the road of if your bonds and your holdings in the West come under risk because your government does something that the West doesn't like, is the West a reliable place to plant your money? So it's the opponents of this say that it's a slippery slope, and will Saudi or will China or will whoever, take your pick,
right.
Venezuela, somebody who might have beef with the West at some point, are they going to put their funds in the Bank of England because, you know, someday there might be a political situation and you get all your money taken away? Maybe not. But on the other side, proponents say that this would kind of be a one-off because Russia started an illegal war.
Right.
The consequence of starting a war of this magnitude is a unique situation. And already there are assessments in international courts about the number or the sum that will be required for reconstruction. And some of Ukrainians are saying, well, give us that money now. We'll deal with the reconstruction. We'll use this money now for weaponry. But again, it's not really weaponry, actually, that Ukrainians need. It's more men in uniform. And that is like pulling teeth here, because, of course, the Russians have magnitude of numbers that they're willing to throw into the meat grinder.
Well, they have a much larger population.
Simply isn't. They do indeed, and they have a willingness to turn them up,
yeah.
Whereas Ukrainians want to keep their soldiers alive so that they can live to fight another day. That is the perception here, is that if we can get good Western kit. I mean, I was in a Bradley in Sadr City in Baghdad. We were hit by 7 RPGs, and I'm here to talk about it.
Right.
The weaponry that is given to them by the West focuses in no small part on survivability. You want your soldiers to be able to go to combat.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yeah, I totally get it. Phil Ittner, Ittner Philip over on Blue Sky, and check out On the Edge, Phil's brilliant podcast. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Tom.
look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. I'd argue the leading voice in the United States. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper,
events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/Hartman. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
A world divided, a deadly game. From Kiev streets to the western shore. Freedom's cry, we can't ignore. But we stand and hold the line against the shadows dark. The fight for Ukraine's future is our own. Rise up, for liberty's flame. The cost is high, but we'll shoulder the blame. Against the tyrants, against the throne. The fight for Ukraine's future is our own. Putin's forces wage their war. A threat to peace we can't ignore.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. The Pentagon is going to send, I've seen two reports. One is 1,500 active duty troops. Another said 10,000. I'm not sure that the 10,000 number has been verified, but Acting Defense Secretary Robert Salesis apparently signed these deployment orders yesterday. There are already, the Biden administration already had 2,500 National Guard and Reserve forces down there. And in fact, we've had military down on the border for several decades now. Trump has directed through an executive order that the incoming Secretary of Defense and the incoming Secretary of Homeland Security, neither of which have been established yet, report back within 90 days if they think that the 1807 Insurrection Act should be invoked. That would allow the use of military troops as civilian law enforcement, and which could be a very, very dangerous step, frankly, particularly if it goes beyond the border. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, you'll recall during the election, he famously said he wanted the death penalty for drug traffickers, you know, sort of like Duterte. Yeah, that worked for Rodrigo. Let's try that. Well, on Tuesday, he pardoned the largest drug dealer, arguably, in the history of the world. This guy, Ross Ulbricht, was sentenced to life in prison for creating the Silk Road website where you could buy guns, you could buy children, you could buy drugs, you could buy heroin by the kilo. He was, like I said, he was sentenced to life in prison here in the United States by federal forces, as well as being convicted of computer hacking and forged. You could buy hacking, you could buy phony passports, you could buy Social Security cards. He did this because the libertarians like this guy because they think that all drugs should be legal. And Trump says, I just called his mother to let her know in honor of her and the libertarian movement, which supported me so strongly, it was my pleasure to sign a full and unconditional pardon of her son, Ross.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So much for executing the drug dealers, huh? Hey, we're going to pardon them. And I'll pick up your call. Right.
Be prepared to pay more taxes. Taxes or haven't filed in a few years? Get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, lock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation. WISS.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The judge told President Trump, not so fast. A federal judge in Seattle imposed a temporary restraining order against Trump's bid to redefine what's called birthright citizenship, long guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown.
The court saw the seriousness and the urgency of the complaints and requests for a temporary restraining order brought by the state of Washington, Oregon, Arizona, and Illinois, and are thrilled.
The president says they'll appeal. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner told ABC News his office is exploring possible state charges against some of the January 6th insurrectionists President Trump pardoned or commuted their sentences. A judge still has to approve, but Purdue Pharma and the founding Sackler family agreed to an increased settlement amount of $7.5 billion to settle opioid lawsuits. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yuri Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist, Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain, and his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actor category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, 2 games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for 7 different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight as temperatures drop to near zero or winds light. Increasing clouds expected on Friday with highs in the upper teens. There will be a slight chance of some flurries late in the day. Better chance Friday night. Right now, it's 4.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst.
they think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, a big show on a Friday. Make sure to join us, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, and Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
...and safety. It's completely flavorless, so Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, your coffee, smoothies, soup, whatever, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's.
Buried deep in the ground, sold to the highest.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I really do try to keep it to once a week, but this time I couldn't resist.
Okay.
I need to gently amend your suggestion that this business about the 14th Amendment is really about birthright citizenship. I contend that that is a canard.
Okay.
Here's why. Remember that the 14th Amendment includes much, much more than just birthright citizenship. It's just that this particular group of Republicans has figured out that that a large part of their base is supportive of anything that goes after those who they believe don't deserve to be in this country.
Which is anybody other than white European ancestry people.
Yep, you got it. So here's the thing. Federalist society types assert that the 14th Amendment was not properly adopted, and therefore it has no effect. The point of getting birthright citizenship, i.e. the 14th Amendment and everything in it, up to the Supreme Court, we've seen that these activist right-wing appointed judges on the Supreme Court are perfectly willing to go beyond the question that's immediately before them. And so I believe that they are willing to take on this issue of the 14th Amendment's validity, undermine it, and therefore flip everything back to the 10th Amendment, which says that the powers not delegated to the federal government nor prohibited to the states are reserved for the state.
Right.
So everything that was in the 14th Amendment, including questioning of the United States, i.e. paying Social Security that they collected from us involuntarily, all of that would then flip back to the states.
Right,
for the
equal
states
protection under the law as well.
Exactly.
So, Marie, it's been a couple of years. I recall reading the argument the 14th Amendment was not appropriately adopted or you know, didn't go through the proper process, but I don't recall the details. Do you know?
What's my recollection, it's been a while since I've read it because I thought it was kind of ridiculous. It has to do with the number of states that were part of the United States at 14th Amendment, and whether or not the Confederate states actually were in that number or not, whether they were states in the United States or not, whether they were still Confederates. And so it's kind of like it's almost a timing argument. Well, which or chicken and egg argument, you know, were they because remember that they were obligated to confirm that they would follow the Constitution of the United States in order to be readmitted to the Union.
Right.
So it becomes this issue of did they have to get in first and then agree to follow the 14th Amendment, or did they have to agree to follow the 14th Amendment and then get back in? It's very Right. I don't know how you resolve that, but the Federalist Society type folks are itching for that fight because they've been wanting to go back to pre-Civil War.
Yeah, now I remember. Wasn't the essence of it that the 14th Amendment, you know, it has to be ratified by 3/4 of the states. And if you chop off 6 or 8 states that had not yet rejoined the Union by revising their constitutions to eliminate slavery and all the, you know, the things that were required for them to rejoin the Union, as it were, after the Civil War, then you had a smaller number of states necessary for ratification, mostly just the northern states, and that smaller number of states, 3/4 of the smaller number of states, did the ratification. But if you argue that the Confederate states, which did not agree with the ratification, were actually states at the time, even though they hadn't formally rejoined the Union, then you didn't have a legal ratification. You didn't have 3/4 of the states. So is that the essence of it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the essence of it.
I recall now, too. It's been, like I said, it's been a lot of years. you may be right. And I don't think you could put anything past Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito. Or for that matter, Neil Gorsuch or Brett Kavanaugh these days. But, geez, I hope not. That's pretty grim. Marie, thank you. Thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing that. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Back to your original opening comments about Pam Bondi. This person is totally unqualified for anything to do with us. First of all, just a reminder to your listeners, she was involved in the 2013 scandal where she had Governor Rick Scott of Florida delay a scheduled execution because the same night she and the governor having to be available during an execution fundraiser, and he did, and she was called out, and she equated her little mistake with the same thing as, you know, Florida Supreme Court and U.S. Supreme Court having delayed the same person's execution a couple of times, but that was for... she went on to, in 2017, work a little scam on an experienced death row litigator where she had him agree to a delay for a U.S. Supreme Court review of another death penalty case where that put the delay through the summer recess. And while the court was in recess, she certified again to Governor Rick Scott that this case was open for execution. And he set the date. And because of that little maneuver, it required the U.S. Supreme Court, if it were to agree to take up the appeal, to have more justices work on it. You know, more bodies. 5 out of the 9, I guess, is the number I read. And then just her history of lobbying from her law firm in the state of Florida. She has her personal ties into about every major case that the U.S. Department of Justice is going to be litigating in these coming years. I mean, it was bad enough with Bill Barr being a lobbyist, and who knows what Eric Holder had done in his lobbying career. But she seems to have a representational interest from so many of our corporations, you know, Amazon, OceanGate, the guys, you know, who made that submersible that blew up over the Titanic, right. Micron, SpaceX, Ticketmaster, Google, NVIDIA, Apple. I mean, the woman will have to recuse herself from everything that they're doing. I don't know how she could possibly be.
I mean, you know, she probably won't. I get it, Susan. In my mind, the thing that disqualified her was her unwillingness to say that she would hold, you know, that she would oppose Donald Trump doing things that are illegal or unconstitutional, which was my understanding of the essence of what she was, refusing, the questions that she was refusing to answer. She was the Attorney General of Florida for 2 terms.
A despicable person who plays with someone's life and death questions is just, I mean, that's what you hear in her refusal to answer is what you kind of expect, you know, out of her, too.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm no fan of Pam Bondi. I do expect her to probably get confirmation, you know, without any Democratic votes, but we'll see. But, I guess at least she ain't Pete Hegseth, but No, we shouldn't even be thinking like that. We really shouldn't. He should not be redefining where the bar gets drawn. Susan, thank you. Spot on. Paul in Sparta, Wisconsin. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yesterday, you mentioned something about voting. Women that register use a birth certificate with a set name, and when they go to vote, they show their driver's license with a different name, and they can't vote. Where did you hear this from?
Well, the National Organization for Women has been yelling about this for a long time. The estimates are about a third of American women never went through any kind of name change process. And the problem is that Republican state after Republican state are changing their voter registration laws to say that when you register to vote, not when you vote, which is what you said, but when you register to vote, you register to vote, you have to show a certificate, some sort of proof of citizenship, which typically is a birth certificate, and current identification, which is typically a driver's license. If the names on those two things are not the same, which is the case with about 90% of, a little over 80% actually, of American married women, if those names are not the same, then you have to show proof that you went through a legal name change, which more than a third, 34% according to NOW, of American women can't do. So this has not become a huge problem yet. It is a huge problem for women who are registering to vote for the first time, but that's not that many women, particularly unmarried women, married women. But it is a big problem if you happen to live in a blue city in a red state that has one of these laws where the governor of the state or the secretary of state is doing what the secretary of state, Mr. Husted, is doing in Ohio, or what Mr. Raffensperger is doing in Georgia, or what the Secretary of State is doing in Texas, which is they're doing massive purges of people in Democratic cities using the rationale that they failed to vote in a midterm election and therefore they need to be purged. Once you're purged, you have to re-register. And once you have to re-register, that clock starts all over again and you've got to show up with those two types of ID, the proof of citizenship and the proof of residence. And they have to match. So that's where I got the information, Paul. And there's nobody's disputing this, by the way. This is part of the Republican strategy. They don't want women voting.
Well, sure. Crooks don't want anybody to watch them. So
yeah. Well, and white male supremacists. Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah. White male supremacists don't want women voting, even if they're white women. So yeah, Paul. Thank you very much for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's your media support group for We the People, the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So NBC News is reporting that J.D. Vance might have to cast a tie-breaking vote and put Pete Hegseth in as defense secretary. It's getting interesting. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
Landon Jones, his commercial is a semi-finalist for Doritos and could air during the Super Bowl.
I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it. Well, what if my hand got bigger? And then I was like, okay, well, what would happen if I ate it? Okay, the head would get bigger. And then, you know, I kind of went down the rabbit hole.
Funny. I wonder if it would work there.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. The best sleep I've gotten in years, writes one person. Another says, I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep, although those are their favorite products for me. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Just visit cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M. You get 20% off everything on the website. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Karen in Loma Rica, California. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Oh, hello. I am so excited to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
Listening to your little snips of songs just really hit my heart, and it brought back a memory in the 60s. I was very young then, and I was a protester against the war when my husband was in Vietnam. And the thing that came to mind with the songs were we had songs that actually moved people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of your little snippet of songs, that I don't know how you'd go about it. I mean, the, you know, country music is really popular. There might be a guy out there that might want to write a whole song and get a song out there that might promote people to move.
Yeah.
But that was my thought.
Yeah.
And
yeah, music is a powerful thing. It always
Oh,
has.
It is. I mean, if you look back in history, we've got a couple black singers that were that put out music during the 60s and some other wars. So
yeah.
It's really a big motivator, and it's a shame we haven't been able to get one out there. I don't know if we can get somebody to do that, but I don't know how you go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, I just thought I'd mention that. I've got one little thing I want to say to you, and I'm done. Any society that will give up a little liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither and lose both.
Yeah.
And that
yeah,
was written by Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, you're paraphrasing Ben Franklin. Yep, absolutely. And Samuel Johnson said something very similar to that, as I recall.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
So my only thing I'm going to close is you people here that want to get America in a better spot, start sending money to Free Speech TV.
Well, yeah, or just spread the word. There's nothing wrong with sending the money, but the important thing, I think, is to try to double the viewership. You know, Free Speech TV is the only really genuine progressive television network out there, and it's available in all kinds of venues in the United States. It's on Dish, it's on Direct, it's on Roku, it's, you know, et cetera. And of course, it's on the internet at freespeech.org. And
right.
You know, tell your friends about it. Absolutely. Karen, thank you. Thank you so much. Alan in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Hi, Tom. I'm grateful for everything you do. And thanks for correcting the record on Leonard Peltier.
Thank you.
Commutation. He's still in prison until February 18th, by the way.
Ah, well, thank you for that detail.
That's when it takes effect. My question for you and for your listeners is, are those people, the January 6th people who were pardoned, is there information available, their names and addresses, on account of them being pardoned?
I would guess that at the very least their names would be part of a federal government document. I have no idea where to find it, but
I'm suggesting maybe the community can do some sleuthing and we can aggregate a list. And what I'm suggesting here is I'm not advocating violence, but vigilance.
Yeah, I just
active defense.
We
need to keep an eye on these people.
Yeah, I get that. In fact, Dean Obidala, my colleague here on SiriusXM Progress 127, he does a daily or regular, you know, Substack newsletter, and his one today was that, like, sex offenders, they need to register so that their community knows that there's a violent offender in their midst. And I agree with that, but I'm not in favor of doxing people. I don't think that we should be publicizing their addresses. I just don't think that's reasonable.
I advocate a paradigm shift, and I think all the things that we're doing in terms of resistance in the political sphere, those are all good things. But I think you would agree we're in an information war. We've been in an information war for a long time now, with Russia as well as domestically. And I think that information war could get to a new level soon. You know, suppose you put up a website with some information for people who might want to resist. Well, the ISP can now shut it down, and I think Trump can get them to shut it down.
Yeah, this is a big problem with the end of net neutrality, which is coming soon. I keep wanting to write a piece about that, and I probably will next week, because the end of net neutrality could be the end of democratic resistance. I mean, that's how serious this is. Alan, thank you for the call. Spot on. We'll be back on the other side of the breaks. Jim Stewartson and Ali Krug are going to drop by, and then I'll be picking up your calls the second half hour of the program. So stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Amanda with your new WISCO 411, sharing events of all varieties throughout the Valley and greater Green Bay area, especially ones that provide support and hope. Tuesdays between February 4th and March 11th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. at the Hyde Family Community Center, individuals can meet together for the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group. It's meant to be an open and safe place to share and connect with others. Registration is required as the groups are small. So for more information, go to WISS.FM and click events.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His intention? Investigators are trying to determine that. An armed individual managed to get past security at the U.S. Capitol complex and went on a tour.
Authorities say the man set off magnetometers at the Capitol Visitor Center and was then subjected to additional screening by a Capitol police officer who failed to find the firearm, which was discovered as the man left the Library of Congress following his tour. That officer has been suspended pending a full review of the incident. We're told that Capitol Police officers will now undergo mandatory refresher training.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. A federal judge in Seattle imposed a temporary restraining order blocking President Trump's bid to redefine birthright citizenship in the U.S., the judge calling it blatantly unconstitutional.